Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every week at this time. So mark it on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Give yourself a reminder. Be like, dude, I gotta tune in. I got to listen. And in fact, at this time each and every week, I do a thing called The Mock. What is The Mock? I take a word, artist, performer, a theme, and I play some cover songs or tribute songs or whatever. I do something that is related to that theme for, I don't know, anyone from 8 to 40 minutes. It just depends on the inspiration, I guess. Before I get into the mock of tonight, and I'll tell you, and I say tonight, I could say today, I could say this morning, it just depends when you are listening. I got to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, all those stomps in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection's too big. No collection is too small. Again, Attic Records is located in Millvale. You can call.
Automation is the key. I am Dr. Jez,
PhD. W-R-C-T
Pittsburgh.
88.3. Last night, once again I had the dream. I tossed and I turned. That old feeling still the same. It was so real. I woke up cold and sweating. I wondered, did I call her name? In the dream, she was right there with me. Right there with me in the bed. She said, Bobby, come and kiss me. Never leave me is what she said. But when I reached out to hold her, I woke my wife instead. We'll be right back.
once again. Once again I had the dream. Six years since I've seen her. Tried hard not to think about her, but all she left me was a scream. All she left me was a dream. All she left me was a dream. A dream. All she left me was a dream. I dreamed I called her name. I dreamed I held my baby in my arms.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing.
Someone tell me why I do the things that I do. socket, eyes in the socket, so I'm gonna sock it. Ba, 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 ba. Freeze fire. Ba, 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 ba. Freeze fire. Ba, 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 ba. Freeze fire. Ba, 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 ba. Freeze fire.
Like a dinosaur, yeah. Rock and roll genius right in the middle of the road. just give me indie rock. They gotta be. Come on, indie rock. Gonna give me indie rock. Take an inspiration from who's got you. It's a new generation of electric white boys blues. Come on, indie rock. It's gotta be.
Taking us somewhere. I You're listening to Nucleotapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. Welcome back to Nucleotapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm your host, Claude Glass. On this show, we look to unpack the musical DNA of a certain artist. And on this week, we are looking at the music of Alice Coltrane, who is primarily known as a harpist, pianist, organ player, spiritual figure. Alice Coltrane's career really has spanned decades, genres, She really is one of those rare artists that continued to find new ways to kind of redefine herself and explore new territory. In the 70s, she had a wonderful run of solo releases as a band leader on Impulse, including records that we've listened to on the show before, like Journey and Satchidananda, a monastic trio, Huntington Ashram Monastery, collaborating with artists like Pharoah Sanders and McCoy Tyner, and of course her husband, John Coltrane, up until his death in 1967. Over the course of this show, we're going to dig into some of her releases a little bit, talk about her contributions to music, and talk about some of her contributions to spiritual jazz and New Age music. I think what attracts me to Alice Coltrane's music in the first place is just that the arrangements are so lush and dense and wonderfully assembled. And we'll see that on records later on in the show, like World Galaxy and some of her later material as well. But you can definitely hear that on the track that we started our show off with, which is a track from Universal Consciousness, her 1971 release. Yeah, her playing, whether it's on the harp or the piano, is typically just these really densely layered sheets of arpeggios that just kind of wash over you. It's very textural. It's not trying to just overwhelm you or impress you with being overly technical, although sometimes it can approach that territory just as comfortably. But more than anything, I think it is really attempting to tap into this very genuine spiritual element, and you get the sense that she's really playing how she truly feels. She got her start as primarily a pianist in her hometown of Detroit. So to look at some of those roots, 50s Detroit jazz, we are going to start with one of the only other incredibly notable jazz harpists from this period, Dorothy Ashby, who I was first sort of introduced to by one of my friends that plays the harp, Emily, and was pointed in the direction of her wonderful record, Afro Harping, which is just fantastic. We're going to be listening to some earlier stuff. This track's called Moonlight in Vermont. Yeah, Alice Coltrane was very inspired by Dorothy Ashby's playing, even when she was still on the piano, just kind of borrowing from that approach and that sort of textural approach to playing that the harp can do really well, kind of attempting to translate that to the piano. And then, obviously, down the line, translating that very directly to the harp. After that, we're going to move on to a track by Terry Pollard, who is another pianist in the Detroit scene who also played the vibraphone. Alice Coltrane and Terry Pollard collaborated a number of times in this period and played in a live context with a variety of Detroit band leaders, and even had their own sort of duo and trio at this point. Sadly, there's not a ton of that I can find that's been recorded, but there is a solo Terry Pollard record, and we're going to check out a track from that called The More I See You. After that, we are going to end off this first set on Alice Coltrane's early influences with probably the most obvious influence, and that is a song from one of the later releases by John Coltrane. The two eventually met in the mid-60s in a live context, but even before they had formally met, Alice Coltrane said that she would hear his music and just got the sense that there were some incredibly deep similarities between the two of them. And several times in interviews, she would say some version of whenever she would hear his music, would just think, you know, I think I would have done that the same way. Every time she heard him play, she got the impression that he was expressing something truly genuine and was trying to play something that encapsulated how he really felt, which I think is a quality that comes through wonderfully in Alice Coltrane's music as well. And I think their sort of musical and spiritual paths just converged at a wonderful time. They're both kind of heading in similar directions, seeking to explore similar territory. They both were sort of looking for the universal truths that ran through religion, and did not see themselves as belonging to any specific religion, but both thought of themselves as deeply spiritual beings. And I think both drew a lot of inspiration from the other. And Alice Coltrane eventually replaced McCoy Tyner as the piano player in Coltrane's group, but obviously that was cut short by his passing. And that's going to do it for this first set. Just a quick set on some of the influences of Alice Coltrane. All right, I'll see you back in a few.
Good evening. This is Breakfast for Dinner for November 21st. This is DJ Chris Wire. Thanks for joining me this evening. You were just listening to Japanese Breakfast with B Sweet. Tonight, two halves of the program. First half is going to be a British style called Gribo. Should be pretty fun. Similar to Manchester, if you listen to Anatomy of the Ear last weekend. And then second half, just really more straight up old style rock and roll rockabilly. Should be pretty cool. But first, let's get down to some business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
A couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I wanted to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek